This podcast is a ministry of Oriole Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.oriolechristianassembly.org.
This 4th of July weekend. Amen. Like my wife said, we were real busy yesterday. I'm sure most people were meeting with family and friends. And I know the weather wasn't the greatest, but I kind of enjoyed it. It was cool, but it was a little bit too much rain. But other than that, it was really nice. And in South Holland, we have something that we've started new the last 2 years now. We have an annual softball game that we play. And it is the employees of the village of South Holland. They play against the pastors of South Holland. All right. So last year was our first year that we did this, and they beat us pretty good. Okay. They beat us 10-4. So we weren't too happy about that, all the pastors. So this year came around, and this week we talked to all the pastors, and we got together and went and practiced on Friday night because we wanted to make sure it was a good game. How many know what I'm talking about? Amen? So we did that, and then yesterday we got to play, and guess what? The pastors won. Hallelujah. It was an awesome game. It was back and forth. This is what the score was. We won 15-13. Praise God. So it was an awesome time. The pastors, and they had members from the churches that came and helped us, and everybody was just so excited, so happy, you know. So I just wanted to share that with you. We actually have a trophy now. We get to keep the trophy for the whole year, okay? The village employees kept the trophy last year. Now we got it for the whole year. And hopefully they're going to let me bring it here so I can show it to you. Okay, rotated amongst all the churches of South Holland. So I just wanted to share that with you. That was really a special game that we were able to play. So we had a good time. Praise God. So today we want to share some things with you before we have communion. Sometimes on 4th of July, on our Independence Day, you know, we feel to talk about freedom. Okay, we feel to talk about the liberty that we have. And that's something I could have talked about today. I've talked about it in the past. But I didn't feel the Lord, you know, leading me or guiding me that way. God has given me a different message for today. A message that will kind of direct us more towards the Lord as we have communion today. I think you're going to really be blessed with the message today. It should encourage you. Some of the songs that we sang today or a blessing kind of will fit in with the message of today. I think you'll be blessed by what we study today. Amen. But the title I have for you is Looking for That Day. Okay? I'm going to say that again. Looking for That Day. Amen. In the scriptures, and I've talked about this before, it tells us we need to be looking. Okay? It doesn't talk about looking for the day of 4th of July, all right, or for Memorial Day. Those are all holidays. Those are important days, okay? You know, we thank God today for our independence as a nation, the freedoms and liberties we have. We thank God for our armed forces who fight and protect us, right? We thank God for them. We'll pray for them before the service is over to bless them for what they do for our nation and our country. But today we need to be looking for a certain day, okay? Looking for a certain day. I want you to turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 3, and we're going to read verses 10-18, okay? 2 Peter 3:10-18. Maybe we'll try to get you out a little bit earlier than usual because of the luncheon. We'll see how the message goes here. But looking for that day, okay? Anybody know what that day is? Anybody know what that day is? You don't have to answer, but just say, if you think you do, raise your hand. Okay, I got a couple hands. All right. Praise God. Looking for that day. That's going to be our thought here today, okay? Praise God. So let's look at the verses here. Again, 2 Peter. I've been studying this book. It's a tremendous book, 2 Peter. So many good things in here. I've been, you know, God's given me messages. Last week I came out of 2 Peter chapter 1, where we talked about the Word of God, which is a word of prophecy. God gave me that word for last week. But today we're going to come out of chapter 3 of 2 Peter 3, verses 10 to 18. Praise God. All right, here we go. Verse 10. It says, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up." What day is this? It says here, the day of the Lord. Hallelujah. The day of the Lord. Amen. As a Christian today, this is an important day for you and me. Amen. The day of the Lord. And I like here how it starts. It says, but. All right. Now there's different scriptures we didn't read there, but we've read those scriptures before. But it says, but the day of the Lord is going to come a certain way. Amen. And he tells us here in the scripture, he says, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. I want you to think about this. I thought about this as I was studying this and getting this message together. The Lord is going to come back as a thief in the night. What is he trying to tell us today? As a thief in the night. Okay? Let me put it a little bit different way to you. The Lord's going to come when you don't expect it. Uh-oh. When you don't expect it, he's going to come. He's going to come maybe when you're sleeping. Sleeping physically. Or let me go a step further. Maybe even sleeping spiritually. How's he going to come? As a thief in the night. You're not expecting it. You're not looking for him to come. You may be sleeping. Okay. Maybe he's going to come. This day of the Lord is going to come when your mind is on other things. This weekend is what? Celebration time. Amen. Yesterday was what? Fireworks everywhere. We were traveling. We were invited yesterday to some friends that have come here and visited us. They bought a new home. They invited us. So we were all the way out in Lyle, Illinois. And then we were on our way back here to this area. And as we were driving in the night, you could see fireworks happening everywhere off the expressway. Because this weekend is what? A weekend of celebration. Right? But people aren't thinking really about the day of the Lord. They're thinking about what? Party time. Amen? Cookout time. And nothing wrong with that, right? I mean, we're going to have some party time downstairs too. Amen? Not the way the world parties, right? We're not going to get drunk, you know, out of our mind. We'll get drunk in the spirit, but not with booze, right? But people are what? In a festive mood this weekend. Celebrating mood, right? About our freedom. And not only that, some of us got 3 days off this weekend. I did. It was awesome. Amen. A long weekend. We get excited about that. Amen. I do. Anybody else here? Or do you like to work 7 days a week? Right? But we got some focus here in the Word. It says, but the day of the Lord is going to come when people don't expect it to come. Oh, hallelujah. But today, as me and you are Christians, we better expect that day to come. We better be what? Looking for that day to come. Oh, hallelujah. We should make sure that our mind, like the world, is not always on other things. Amen? Oh, I got to do this on my job, and oh, I got to make sure I take care of my kids, and oh, I got to make sure that I clean the house today. And those are all important things. We need to do that, amen? Especially the ladies, you could say, yes, Pastor Rich, amen? Unless we have some men that help out the women here, amen? Oh, boy, I better leave that one alone, okay? But we got to keep what? Focus. We must not let what this world that we do on the earthly realm make sure that it takes us away from that day that's coming. That day that the what? The Lord is going to return. Amen? It's going to be a great day. Praise God. But we better be ready for that day. Amen? You know today the world is not ready for today. But the church better be. Oh, it's real quiet here. The church, not just Oriel Christian Assembly, I'm talking the church of Jesus Christ. Better be ready for that day because it's coming. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He's going to come in a certain way. And look at what we read here. The heavens are going to pass away. It says here, the elements, it says it's going to pass away with a great noise. Wow. You thought you heard some noise yesterday with fireworks. Wait till Jesus comes back. Then you're going to hear a noise. Amen? I mean, it's going to be a noise, it says here. And when he comes back, he says here, the heavens are going to pass away. All the elements are going to melt with a fervent heat. Everything in this realm, in the earth realm, it says, and even the works that therein shall be burned up. So everything's going to what? Change. Hallelujah. How many like that word? Change. Let's be honest. Some of us don't like that word. We get set in our ways. Amen? All of us. We like to do things a certain way. But you know what? When the day of the Lord comes, get ready for change. Amen? New heavens. Praise God. Everything that was in the earth realm is going to be burned up. Hallelujah. Because new's coming. How many like new? You should. Don't tell me you don't like it when you get a new car. Don't tell me you're not happy when you get a new house. When you get some new clothes, ladies. No, I know I'm hitting home here. I got some of you smiling at me. New, right? We're talking here about change. We're talking about there's going to be renovation coming. Change is coming when the day of the Lord comes. When Jesus comes like a thief. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, this is important here what we're reading. Amen. So look at, let's go on here. In verse 11 it says, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. Everything's going to be dissolved, he says here. What manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness? So Peter says here, you know what? Since all this change is coming, since Jesus, the great day of the Lord is coming, then we need to be living a certain way. Can I get an amen here? He says we need to be living a certain way with all holy conversation and godliness. Oh, Lord. So because all this change is coming, in the meanwhile, or because of this change that is coming and Jesus is coming back, In the time that we live now, we need to be walking in consecrated and holy behavior. Thank you. I got an amen, Brother Frank. Because he's coming back. Amen. And he's coming back for you and me. So we better be living a consecrated, holy life. Amen. Because you don't know when that day's going to come. You can't be like some people in the world. They say, oh, you know what? I got all my whole life to live. I'm going to live my life how I want. And then at the end, I'll get right with God. Right? How many people said that to you? But nobody knows when that end comes. You don't know when the Lord says, you know what? Today is your last day on this earth. You don't know. We don't know that. Okay? So Peter here is encouraging the church. He's telling them, you know what? Since you know all these things are going to happen, this renovation is going to come, this change is coming, you need to make sure you're walking a consecrated, holy life with holy behavior, and you need to also have you need to be devout and you need to have godly qualities. We need to be devout. We need to be devoted. Amen? Devoted to the Lord. Praise God. If you're devoted to the Lord, that means you'll be devoted to come to church. I got one amen. I guess I'll be happy. I'll take that one right now. Amen? I'm not doing too good on that so far here. Amen? He's encouraging us here. He's encouraging the church. We need to take this seriously. Amen? We can't come to church and be holy here, but then be holy hell outside the church. It ain't going to work. Amen? But if we're not thinking about the day of the Lord, you know what? We may tend to live not so holy. See, if you believe today that the Lord is really coming back, amen, that day of the Lord is coming back, and you fear God, you're going to make sure that you're going to live a holy life as best you can, amen? You're going to make sure that you have godly qualities, amen, that you are dedicated to the Lord and that you love God and that your life is a witness to people, amen? I'm not saying you're going to be perfect. I'm not saying you don't make mistakes. You probably made some already today. Amen? If you're honest, you'll say, amen, Pastor Rich. But that's why we need Jesus, because we're not perfect. Amen? He's the perfect one. So looking for that day brings perspective to our lives today. Amen? This perspective the world doesn't have. The world lives for the weekend. The world lives to get through this work week so they can party on the weekend. The world lives for the week to be over so they can relax and booze it up and have a fun time. That's not looking for the day of the Lord. Amen. When that day comes, let me tell you, a lot of people are going to be shocked. A lot of people are going to be what? Left behind. Amen. Because they haven't been looking for that day. Oh, hallelujah. We need to be making sure we're looking for that day. Yes, we got to live our lives here on earth, but with perspective, looking for that day, because it's going to come. It may come in our lifetime. Amen. We don't know that for sure. You know, I had some people yesterday when we were at this gathering. They said, Pastor Rich, don't you think it's really close? I said, it's getting there. But you know what? There's still a lot to be done. We still have a lot of people that never heard the message of Jesus. They don't know that Jesus is Lord. They don't know that He died and resurrected for their sins. A lot of the world has not heard the salvation message today. Do you know that? That's one of the things that need to happen before Jesus comes back. Okay? But I do believe we're getting close. The signs of the times are here. Read Matthew 24. Amen? They're here. So you know what? We should be looking for that day more today than 10 years ago. Especially more than 20 years ago. You can see prophecy being fulfilled. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. We need to be ready for this day. We need to live a holy life, you know, waiting for Him. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. So what are we saying here? That we need to be living today like Jesus might come back tomorrow. Oh, hallelujah. That puts a little more perspective, right? Live today like He might come back tomorrow. Let me go a step further. Live today like He might come back tonight. Because we don't know. Amen? We don't know. So we got to be ready. Praise God. The church has no excuse. If you're a born-again believer here today, you're a Christian, you're going to a church that preaches the truth like we do here, we're getting you ready for that day. Pastor Rich is trying to make sure every one of you is ready. Amen. That's why God gives me messages like this, right? But you have to walk in that, right? I can't make you do anything. You have your free will on how you're going to live. Praise God. Let's move on. Amen. There's a lot of good meat here. Verse 12, it says, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God. Here it is now, the second time it tells us to be looking for. Amen? Wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved. There it is again, second time we read this. Amen? And the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Wow. I mean, God is going to change the heavens and the earth when he comes back. Hallelujah. He's not happy with the way things are now. Do you know that? How can he be? Right? But he says we need to again be looking for and hasting for that coming day of God. Let me break this down a little bit more here. Looking for and hasting means this: earnestly longing for. How many of us today earnestly are longing for that day of the Lord to come? Not just the day, but what the day means. It means Jesus will come back for us. How many want to see Jesus? That's what we're talking about. The day of the Lord is going to bring Jesus back to us. Amen? So we need to be earnestly longing for him. Say, oh Lord, I know I got work to do. I'm going to do my best on this earth, but I can't wait till you come back. Amen. There's some people that say to me, you know what, Pastor Rich, I want Jesus to come back, but I hope he waits a while. Have you ever said that? I mean, I got things I want to do too, but you know what? That should not supersede me wanting to see Jesus come back. Right? That should be first. Because if it isn't, that means we're thinking about us. Amen. Oh, I still want to retire, praise God, and be able to do whatever I want. Go golfing every day. How about it, Brother Carlos? Amen. He said yes to me. Oh, I want to be able to just go shopping every day. Don't have to get up in the morning and go to work. You know, we all have desires. How about it, Brother Mike? Be able to quit your job, right? Don't have to worry about going in every day. Don't be on call. I mean, we have desires, and that's okay. But should that supersede my desire that he will come back? No, of course not, right? There's an order there, amen. There's perspective here, praise God. So we are looking for, or we are expecting him. Do you expect him today? Amen. Here's another way we could say it. We are desiring him. We desire for him to come back. Hallelujah. It's like when the husband goes to work and the wife is home all day and she's cleaning house and getting supper ready. You're waiting for your husband to come home. Amen. Don't some of you say no. Amen. I mean, me and my wife, you know, she works too like I do. We're apart all day. You know what? We look forward to the time at night we get to meet. Amen. I miss my wife. She misses me. You know, she even calls me throughout the day. Where are you at, babe? How you doing? Do we do that? Praise God. I miss you. Amen. I love you. Praise God. Do we do that with the Lord? Lord, I desire you. Amen. I expect you. I can't wait for you to come back. It's going to be awesome when you come back. Somebody should have said amen to that. Right? It's going to be what? A great day when he comes back. Oh, hallelujah. And we're going to be a part of that. Amen. So he says here in this verse that everything is going to be dissolved. All right? Heavens are going to be dissolved. All the elements are going to be melted away with fervent heat. And that's okay, because you know what? The new is coming again. He reiterates there's going to be change. There's going to be renovation. And you know what? We should be looking for that too. So if we're looking for that day, that means that we're also going to make sure that we are living like him. Praise God. Amen. While we wait for him, we got to live like him so that when he comes, he's going to take us away with him and he's going to change everything. Amen? If we're not looking for him, then we may not be living for him like we should be. So when he comes back, some of us might be disappointed. Amen? And that would be a tragedy today. Praise God. So you can see how important it is that we don't take our eyes off the Lord in that great day of the Lord, because it directs us in our life every day. Even though we go through things in our life, we go through difficulties, we have good times, we have bad times, amen? How many have experienced that in their life? You're going to continue to experience that. Good times, bad times. But does that affect you from keeping your eyes on the Lord, from looking for that day, expecting that day? No, it shouldn't. Amen. It shouldn't. Because we have direction in our life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me move on here so I can get through this. Verse 13, he says, nevertheless, we according to his promise. Somebody say promise. Thank God for his promises. Amen. According to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Amen. So he says here, according to his promise, this is a promise of God. Amen. Because we know that God promised this, we need to look for what? New heavens and a new earth. Amen. I think that's good today. Praise God. New heavens. You notice it said heavens, plural, because there's different levels of heaven. Amen. He said plural, heavens. And then he said the earth. He says, I'm going to change it all. Praise God. That's my promise to you, the church. Amen. Not only is he changing us continually, but he's also going to change the heavens and the earth that we live in. You know, we're trying to do things on our earth realm to make our earth better, and that's a good thing that we do that. You know, we're trying to use natural ways of energy, you know, the wind and different things. President Obama wants to see all these things come to pass so that we don't use all our electricity and gas and all that. You know, those are good things, but just think about it. One day when Jesus comes back, he's going to wipe everything out. He's going to say, you know what? Out with the old and bring in the new. Amen? That's a good thing, praise God. New heavens and a new earth, hallelujah, is waiting for us, praise God. And in this new heavens and new earth, look what he says. He says at the last part of verse 13, he says, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know if you caught that today, church, but he's telling us here in these new heavens and in these new earth, righteousness is going to dwell there. Praise God. How many know today in our earth realm, there isn't a whole lot of righteousness? People want to do whatever they want. Amen. People don't want to follow God. A small portion of people really follow God today. Many will say that they are, quote, a Christian, but they don't live the Christian life. There's a difference today. Amen. Many people say, I know God, but you know what? If you know God, you're going to live for him. Amen. Many people know about God, but they don't really know God personally. There's a difference today. Amen. So God says, in this new heavens and this new earth that is coming, I promise you. How many know God's promises are good? You can depend on him. Amen. He says, righteousness is going to dwell there. Hallelujah. It's not going to be, you know, sometimes, forever. We're going to have righteousness. It's going to be a constant thing that's going to abide. Amen. I like what the Amplified Bible talks about righteousness as uprightness. Okay? There's going to be uprightness in the earth and in the heavens. Amen. It says, we're going to be freed from sin. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody should have got excited about that. We're going to be freed from sin. How many hate dealing with sin today? You should, amen? I hate it, right? This body wants to what? Always seem to do the wrong thing, right? But in this new heavens and in this new earth, you know what? We're not going to have that problem no more. Amen. Because we're going to be new too. Amen. We're going to be new. Praise God. So, no more sin problem. Amen. That's going to be a real good thing for some more than others. Amen. Who are struggling maybe today. You are going to stand uprightly with God continually. There's going to be no change. All right? You're going to be right with God all the time. Praise God. We're going to have this constant righteousness in the new heavens and the new earth. Praise God. But you know what? You got to be looking for that day, though. Amen. You got to be looking for that day because you don't want him to come and be a thief in the night to you. You don't want to be caught by surprise. Amen. You know, I thought about this when I was getting this ready, and I didn't say it earlier, but how many of us stay awake at night to make sure that if a thief comes, we're awake? Think about it. No. We don't stay awake. We may think about it sometimes, you know, and say, boy, I got to make sure that I lock my doors and, you know, my screen door's locked and make sure my garage is the door is down. Amen. Because how many know there's many thieves in our world today? And they're going to come when you what? Don't expect it. All right? Many of them come at night when you're doing what? Sleeping. They come when you're at work. Amen? Thieves, they're slick. And how many know the devil's slick today? Amen. All right? But Jesus says, I'm going to come in that same way people are not going to be looking for. They're not going to expect it. But the church should be expecting it. Amen. Amen. It's going to surprise a lot of people. Amen. Lord, help us that we be not surprised when that day comes. Let's move on here. Verse 14. He says, wherefore, beloved, that's me and you today, amen, seeing that you look for such things, third time, here we are to look again. He says, because of this fact that you are now looking for these things, okay? He says, now you need to make sure, he says, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace. Oh, hallelujah. You will have what? Bachi in your life. Amen. That's our famous word here. We love that word, peace. Amen. He says, because you know these things and you look for these things, he says you need to be found diligently having peace without spot and blameless. Oh, hallelujah. You see how this brings perspective to our life again as a Christian today. If we're looking for that great day, we know all these things that we read about here in this chapter. He says, because of those things now, you're going to make sure that you are diligent, okay? How many know that we must be diligent? You know, not haphazard, come see, come saw. You know, one day I'll make sure that I live right. The next day, don't matter. We can't be that way. Amen? We got to be diligent, right? That's what he says here. Be diligent. Make sure today that when he comes back, when he comes back and finds you, that you're going to be what? Having peace. Hallelujah. God wants you to walk in peace today. Amen. You know, the world is looking for peace. Hallelujah. And we got it. Praise God. We got the peace of the Lord that what passes all understanding, the Bible says. Oh, what a blessing. So he's telling us here, because we know these things, when Jesus comes back, when that day happens, he needs to find me and you in peace. Let me ask you today, do you have peace? Praise God. If you don't, you need to get it today. All right? Before you leave today, you need to always have the peace of the Lord, because the peace of the Lord will help you get through those difficulties. Ooh, somebody should have said amen to that. When things don't seem to be going right, peace is going to carry you through. Amen. Knowing that God is for you, he's not against you. When you don't feel good, that's not a good thing, but you can still have peace, knowing that God says, I'm going to heal you. Oh, hallelujah. Peace. We need to have peace when Jesus comes back. And look what else he says, that you would be without spot and blameless. Oh, hallelujah. Did you notice here he's repeating the same things over and over again? In the prior verses, it said that we should have what? Holy conversation and godliness. Now he says it again in a different way, that we would be found in peace and that we would be without what? Spot or without and being blameless. Praise God. Let me break this down here a little bit for us too. Amen. I like what the Amplified says. It says, without spot or blemish, at peace. Here's another way we can say it. You have serene confidence in the Lord. Amen. You have a serene confidence. You're free from fears. Oh, hallelujah. How many know God wants you free from fears today? Amen. Because if you're fearful, you can't have peace.
Anybody here today? Amen? But if you have peace, you won't be fearful. Praise God. You got to get this today, church. Amen? He says, you are free from fears and agitating passions and moral conflicts. Wow. Let me say that again. You are free from fears and agitating passions. Does anything ever agitate you? You can be free from that. Amen? And moral conflicts. You don't have to get in conflicts with people. Amen? You can be free of that. Praise God. If you want to be. Amen? If you're walking in what? The peace of God passes all understanding. Amen. My mind is stayed on Him. See, I have to make sure my mind is stayed on the Lord, because if it ain't, you know, people are going to get me upset. Situations will get me upset. I'll have moral conflict. Things are going to agitate me. Amen. I understand we're human and we get agitated, but you know what? Don't let that go on too long. The peace needs to kick back in. Nobody's talking to me because I know I'm hitting home, all right? It's so important today, church. This is what He's telling me and you, praise God. So, are we spotless today? We're going to have communion in a few minutes. Are we spotless, meaning we're without sin? Amen? Are we, another way, let me say it, are we without offense today? Ooh, that's a big word. Is anybody offended today? Hello? If you're offended, that means you're spotted today. It's going to show. Amen? It's going to show you're not blameless. If you're offended at God, there's a lot of people offended at God today. How many know that? They're offended at their family. They're offended at their brother, their sister. Amen? If you're full of offense, you know what? You will not be in peace today. Amen. You got to give that to God today. Give it to the Lord, okay? Don't let the enemy have you walk in offense, because it'll kill you. Amen? It's so quiet in here. Something's going on. Amen? Are we diligent in this? Okay? He says, be diligent in this. Be diligent to be found, what? In peace. And make sure, be diligent that you are without spot and that you are blameless. You notice it said, it's talking about you. Not anybody else. How many know today it's only your responsibility to make sure that you walk in peace and that you walk blameless? Let your brother take care of your brother. Hello. And let your sister take care of your sister. Amen. Everybody is responsible for themselves. Amen. Sometimes we get our eyes at everybody else and we're not looking at me. Hello. Praise God. So He says here, be diligent, all right? Make sure that you're walking in peace when I come back and that you have no spot, you're not blameless. Because why? The blood of Jesus covers us. That's the only way that's going to be, right? Because we're not perfect here, amen? We got to always be with the Lord, amen? It's powerful today. So are we pure today? Are we zealous today in this, you know? How's your heart as we get ready for communion? Are you pure today? I didn't say perfect. Amen. Are you pure in your heart? Do you have pure motives? Amen. Only you can answer that today. Are you zealous of spiritual things today? Right? Do you love spiritual things today? Or is it more important that you do things in the world? Okay? Only you can answer that. You don't. Do cars and houses and money get you more excited than the Lord? Hello? Only you can answer that. Amen? Those things have their place. But you know what? If they make you more excited than Jesus, than coming to church, than serving God, then there's an imbalance in our life today. Amen? God needs to work on us. All right? Praise God. He says, be diligent in this. Oh, hallelujah. I need to move real quick here, because time is going. Verse 15, it says, an account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. So what does he say here? He says, remember the account that Jesus suffered for me and you today. How many know that? That's what communion is going to be all about here in a few minutes. He says, remember the account that the long suffering of our Lord has brought what for me and you? Salvation. Aren't you thankful today that because he suffered, you don't have to suffer now? Because he went to the cross, I don't have to go to the cross. You don't have to go to the cross. Amen? It was a horrible death. You know that. We've seen it. We've seen the movies. And the movies only show it so much. But he suffered for us. Amen. Long suffered. Did you catch that? It said long suffering. Amen. Sometimes we think that we're suffering a lot. And we do suffer. But let me tell you here today, church, to bring it in perspective, none of us have suffered like Jesus suffered. And I doubt any of us will ever suffer like he suffered, okay? So let's realize that today, because he suffered, we have salvation. Amen. We're saved today. Praise God. Let's be thankful of that salvation. Amen. And he says here that Paul was given this wisdom, amen, that he wrote unto you, the mystery of the gospel. How many have read that in the Bible? Amen. The mystery of the gospel. For years, people didn't understand what the gospel was about. And then in the New Testament, God gave that mystery and it opened up what salvation was all about. It was prophesied in the Old Testament, but that mystery became revealed in the New Testament to me and you. Praise God. Amen. Let's continue here. Verse 16. It says, and also in all his epistles, whose epistles? Paul's epistles. Amen. Speaking in them of these things, Paul continually spoke of all these things that we're studying on today. It says, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest. You need to catch this today, church. As they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. I'm going to break this down here a little bit for you. Peter was saying here about the writings of Paul that, you know what? Some people didn't get it. Amen? Some people didn't understand the scriptures, okay? And because of that, you know what they did? Consequently, they twisted the scriptures. They misconstrued the scriptures. Here's another thing. They distorted the scriptures. Amen? They misinterpreted the scriptures. There's people today that do that, okay? And because of that, they bring on their own selves destruction, okay? God doesn't bring the destruction. Others don't bring the destruction. The people themselves bring destruction upon themselves because they don't get it. They're ignorant. They don't understand, amen? It's not anybody's fault, okay? Sometimes people just, we need to pray for people to get an understanding, amen? That we would, our minds would be opened up and we have to break it down that people will understand. It's unfortunate today, everybody don't get it, amen? If everybody got it, this church would be too small for how many people would be here. Hallelujah. If people really understood that church should be a must on Sunday, you would have to come early to get a seat here today. There would be no parking out there. We would have to talk to the school about going to park there because everybody would be here early. People would not have a place to park. But you know what? People don't get it today. Amen? People might be good people, but they're sincerely wrong and they're sincerely lost. Thank God. He's opened our eyes. Amen? We have understanding today. Don't ever take it for granted that you understand. Amen? That you have knowledge today, praise God, that people don't have in the world. On the same block, there's people that I'm sure don't know Jesus. And many of them probably go to church like me and you. But you know what? It's a tradition. They do it because their parents did it before. Amen? They don't do it because they love God. There's a difference today. Amen? Nobody made you come today. Can I get a witness? You know, I have a free will. I did not have to come today, even though I am the pastor. That wouldn't look good, would it? Amen. If the council team, all my leaders, they didn't come, you know, they didn't have to come. But if they didn't come, it wouldn't look good because what? They're leaders under me and my wife. Amen. It wouldn't make sense. Well, Well, you know, some of you might say, well, where's Rose today? She's away on vacation. All right? She has an excuse. Amen. So when she comes back, don't beat her up and say, where were you Sunday? Amen. So you follow what I'm saying? You come here because you want to come here. You didn't come for the food that we're going to have afterwards. I hope not. I mean, we do have good cooks here, I must admit. I love the cooks here. They're just like my ma. God bless you women. Amen. But you came for Jesus, right? Because you love God. Because you want to hear the word. You want to praise God. You want to worship God. You want to have communion. Amen. That's why you came today. Praise God. So many people, they don't understand. A lot of it's their fault. And because of that, you know what? Destruction comes upon them. Thank God that's not us today. Let's finish up here. Verse 17. It says, ye therefore, because now of all this information, therefore, beloved, here it is again. That's me and you. We're the beloved of God. It says, seeing you know these things before. How many know these things? All right, if you didn't know them, you know them now, because I brought them to you. Amen. You need to know these things. Praise God. It says, seeing that you know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. So now we see a warning here. Okay? Here comes some warning. Peter says in his epistle, he says, since you know these things, now I must warn you. Sometimes we got to be warned. Amen? A pastor will warn his people, his flock. Amen? If there's something going on that's not good, I need to warn you. Amen? Peter says here, I want to warn you to make sure, praise God, that you are on guard. All right? You have to be on guard. Make sure that, you know what, you're not led away by the error of the wicked. Okay? The wicked are going to try to lead you away today. The devil's going to do everything he can to have you to fall from serving God. Amen? Don't be foolish to that thought that it's not true. It is true. He wants you to serve him. Amen? He's going to bring people your path to try to lead you away from the righteous path. Amen? The devil's going to send people to try to get into your family, to be friends with you who don't love God and who serve the world and not God. What are you going to do about that when those people come? You're going to take a stand? Say, you know what? I'm sorry. You know, I know you want to invite me to your party on Sunday morning, but you know what? Sunday morning, I go to church. Amen. I love to come to your get-together. I love to come to your party. You know what? If it's in the afternoon, I'll come. But God is first in my life. Amen. That's a simple example of what I'm talking about. But we're talking here about really being led away from the truth, okay? By people who are walking wickedly. He says, beware, okay? Be careful. Make sure that you are aware of what's happening, okay? He says, make sure that you don't fall from your own steadfastness. Who did he say? Make sure about your brother? No. Make sure about your sister? No. He said, make sure that you don't fall from you being what? Steadfast in the Lord. You're accountable for yourself. Amen? There's nothing wrong with, if you don't see somebody here a couple services, you say, you know what, so-and-so sister, we missed you. Are you okay? Is everything okay? Can I pray for you? Anybody here today? Amen. You know, we miss you. We love you. Is everything all right? Can I help you? Is something wrong? Don't just make sure the pastor does that. We can all do that. Amen? But he says here, make sure you don't fall from being what? Faithful. Being steady. Amen? That's important today. Don't fall from your present firm condition in the Lord. You must be firm in the Lord. Amen? And I like what the Amplified says. Don't fall from steadfastness of mind. Woo. That puts a little bit more to it. You got to be steadfast in your mind. Amen? How many, Lord, the devil fights you in your mind. That's where the battle's in the mind. Hello. That's why we got to have the what? The mind of Christ. Because here's the fight, all right? Devil tries to bring evil thoughts
and things that we shouldn't be thinking. When those thoughts come, we got to say, no, I will not entertain that thought. I command that thought, that spirit to loose me right now in Jesus' name. Begin to think good things, the Bible says. Things that are good and lovely. Amen? Philippians tells us, right? So we got to be steady in our mind and our thinking. The Bible tells us, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Right? So the thinking from the mind with your heart, they work together, your mind and your heart. Praise God. Peter says, make sure you don't fall away from being steady in the Lord, being faithful in the Lord. We're wrapping up here. The last verse says, but grow in grace. There's that but again. That's an important word, but grow in grace. Amen. And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. I like the way he ends here. He says, you know what? I told you all this stuff, but you know what? This is what you need to do, is grow in grace. Say, oh, Pastor Rich, I'm already 70 years old. I can't grow no more. Well, maybe physically, but spiritually you can still be growing. Amen? You need to what? Say, Lord, I want to grow in grace. Amen. Grace is a good thing here. Grace means favor and strength. How many want more favor in their lives? Amen. How many want to be stronger? That's what grace means here. Oh, I want to grow in your grace, Lord. Hallelujah. My God, I want to grow in that favor. I want to be able to understand this spiritual strength that you want to give me. Amen. And then he says, not only in grace that we got to grow, but in what? The knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And look at what he says here. The knowledge of our Lord. I caught this when I was reading this. And of our Savior. You and I need to grow today knowing Jesus as Savior. Right? What does that mean that he's Savior? And then what does it mean that he is Lord also? We need to grow in that knowledge today. Amen. To some people, Jesus is only Savior. I'm going to make a point here. Amen. Oh, yes, I believe Jesus died for my sins. I accept Jesus, you know, because he went to the cross. He saved me. Amen. But don't tell me how to live my life. What does that mean? Oh, you said he's Savior. He saved me, but I'm still king of my life. Jesus is not Lord. He can't tell me what to do. Hello? He says that purposely, sir. He says, grow in the grace of God. Grow in the knowledge, amen, of the Lord as Lord, and in the knowledge of Him as Savior also. Praise God. He must be not only Savior, He must be Lord also. Praise God. Your husband's not your Lord today, ladies. Amen? And husbands, your wives are not Lord. Let me make this fair. Amen? Jesus is Lord, okay? God does put order in the family, yes. He does put the man to be the man of the house. We understand that. But he works with Jesus, okay? The man, amen? There's a mutual thing there that we must have a balance, okay? But Jesus is really Lord, okay? And he's Savior. He can't be just one and not the other today. Amen. This is really important. Praise God. Let me read you a quick verse. You don't have to turn to it. This came to me this morning. And we're going to have the praise and worship team can get ready. In Proverbs 3, verse 6, it says this. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall what? Direct thy paths. It says, this is one of my wife's favorite verses. You always hear her say this, all right? It says we are to acknowledge him, or let me put it this way, act in his knowledge, all right? And when you do that, he's going to direct your paths. Amen? That's when Jesus is really Lord, because you acknowledge him. Amen? You act in his knowledge. Praise God. Then he will direct your paths. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, this is good stuff. Amen? We need to give God glory this morning. Praise God. Forever and ever, it says here. But let's be encouraged today. that we will continue what? To grow in the grace of God and to grow in the knowledge of Jesus as Lord and Savior today. Praise God. So as I sum this up here, it says, are you looking? Praise God. Are you anticipating today? Hallelujah. Are you expecting? Oh God. Gets better with this. Are you desiring that great day of the Lord, that it will come? Amen. I hope that's an amen from all of us today. And nothing's hindering you from looking for that day. Praise God. And let me ask you this. Who has the attention of our eyes today? Who has our attention? Amen. Who's got the attention of our eyes? You can only answer that. Amen. What are we looking at today? Right? Or what are we looking for today? Hallelujah. I understand there's things on this earth that we need, that we got to have, pleasures. Those things are all fine and balanced, but we need to make sure we're looking for that day. All right? We're looking for Jesus to come back. Amen. He's coming back, and you can't wait for that day to come back. Your new car does not compare to him coming back. Amen. All that money you might have in the bank, it don't mean nothing when Jesus comes back. Amen. I hope you have a lot of money in the bank. Praise God. Right? For your good. But it won't do anything to when Jesus comes back. All right? If God calls you home, you know what? You ain't taking all that with you. Your wife's got it. Amen. Or your kids are going to have it. Amen. And that's okay. Praise God. But we got to remember that today, all right? Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to shift mode here. If we can get the first lady to come up with the children for communion, I want to read you a few verses to get your heart ready for communion. How many were blessed with that message? Amen. Looking. Let's be looking, all right? Praise God. I'm going to be asking you that from time to time. You got to be looking, amen, for that great day of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As our praise and worship team come, amen. I'm going to read to you some verses